Blog Talk Radio.
What's poppin', my niggas? PSA motherfucking podcast. You already know what it is, man. Double Impact 2. Poppin'. Hold on 1 second. Yo, Sean, you in the building. What's good, yo, man?
What's good?
What's goody, my G?
Chilling.
Shit, what's really good? What's really good is Double Impact just released a full trailer about 5 minutes ago, my G. And I got to give it up. You made a call of a battle that we're about to discuss these real quick. Now, when they announced Hitman and A-Verb, what was the two people that you put them together was who again, sir?
I wanted to see them go against the new young guns, the rising stars of URL, which was T-Top and Briss Vorstein.
And you got your wish, sir. So you got Hitman, Holla, and A-Verb against Briss Vorstein and T-Top. That's what you wanted, brother. So here we are now. What you think?
I am very excited for this matchup because it's going to let me see Briss Vorstein bring it to Hitman Holla and Hitman bring it back. So I like this matchup. Like, this is a
this Sean, is a it sounds like you're looking for Hitman and Briss Vorstein one-on-one, my G.
I'm a big fan of Briss Vorstein as a solo battle rapper, and I am a huge fan of Hitman Holla. So I wouldn't mind seeing that. I believe Briss deserves nothing but top names now because that's all he's been battling. He's proved that he can stand in the ring with top dudes, just like I want him to battle Calico. You know what I'm saying? So, and he's already battled A-Verb. So that's why I'm really interested to see what he has to say for Hitman. You know what I mean?
Right. Who do you give the continuity to, Sean?
What happened?
Who do you give the continuity to?
The continuity to?
Yeah, between Hitman and Verb and Briss and T-Top.
Oh, who would I give the edge to? Who I think will win that battle?
Yeah, on continuity, who do you like better as a team, though? Like, who has more continuity, in your opinion, between the both parties?
Oh, I think they're on equal footing. I've seen Briss Vorstein and T-Top battle twice, and I've seen A-Verb and Hitman one time. So I don't give anybody an edge. I think they're fine.
But I think the building's going to go crazy once Hitman and Verb get in there. They're going to go crazy, man. Is T-Top and Briss willing to withstand that?
Easily, because they Briss and T-Top have bars and they have energetic performance. So any team that would battle Verb and Hitman would be at a disadvantage because it's Hitman back on the stage for the first time.
Facts.
But
facts.
Once we get over that and we listen to T-Top and Briss start going in, pause, then it's just going to be a fun and enjoyable battle to listen to.
For the watch. Like,
I don't know. I can't call that yet. I got to think about that some more. I got to think on it more because the trailer literally just dropped. I just watched the trailer.
All right. Another battle. You fuck with this cat heavy. You've always showed him love on the show numerous times. NWX consisting of K-Shine and DNA against the Midwest boys, the guys who's been here before the, you know, before URL, Smack DVD era, Young Miles, Midwest Miles, and X Factor, my nigga. Talk to me. I think I know what you're leaning to, but talk to me.
NWX has more continuity. That's the word you're using. they have proven that they are one of the best to do it in duos, no question about it. This is the return of X Factor. We haven't seen X Factor since when? Was his last battle against Goods? Was that the last time we saw him?
Well, on URL might have been, but he's battled a couple. You know what I mean?
That's what I mean. Was the last time we saw him on
the
URL?
His last URL battle was against Goods when he was talking about LLCs and PhDs and 401 closure and all that.
Yeah, you sound like you had a problem with that. That he used that angle.
Yeah, brother. Yeah.
But I think Young Miles and X Factor really are confident going into this battle because I believe that they're confident because they look at them as little niggas. They're older than K-Shine and DNA. That's a fact. I think they're just going to try to grown man.
What does that mean, though?
I think it means they're going to try to grown man ball them. That's all. You saying what does that mean?
I got NW explaining this shit.
No, I understand that. But I'm just saying that the way I think Miles and X Factor are looking at this is that they just going to grown man ball these guys. That's what I think. That's all. I think NWX is very difficult to beat because they have battled together more than any 2-on-2. So they actually are the veterans of 2-on-2. So that's why this battle is interesting. Like, I don't know how it's going to look, how the clash is going to look.
And I know X Factor and Young Miles, they're boys and they chill together, but it's a different setting when you got to get into your Jada Styles mode. And then, like you said a second ago, NWX is so, this is what they do, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
My nigga. You go Jada Styles, I'm going Ray and Ghost, okay? So you go your Jay and Styles, you go Jada and Styles, I'm gonna go Ray and Ghost.
I raise your Ray and Ghost with Smith and Wesson.
You didn't raise me, you went backwards. You didn't raise me.
No. I went backwards, farther
up. You went backwards. You know you went backwards.
Yeah, facts that. Another battle, my nigga. I did not expect this, man, at all, fam. Cortez and the return of Mav Hoffa back on URL on a 2-on-2 against a team that I didn't see this happening. They battle each other, and they are Team Homie. So we got Cortez and Mav against Ill Will and Rum Nitty, my G.
I really like this battle a lot. I like this battle a lot. For those who don't know, a lot is not one word. It's two separate words. So I'm hyped for this battle. I personally used to always tell you off cam or off air that, you know, I think Math is going to come back. And what did you say? What was your response when I said Math was coming back?
No, but they put him on a 2-on-2 setting. Let's be real. We'd rather see Math on a 1-on-1 setting, but that's neither here nor there. But go ahead.
I said when we were talking about 2-on-2s and we were talking about who would bring back, I said Math and Cortez. And what did you say about that?
I said,
right, you didn't think Math would come back.
Nope. Not the way Math been talking. Math been talking like he been on retirement run.
See, I never felt that way. I felt that URL is where he wants to make his, you know, he feels that he is a major contributor to URL, and he had one of the most lit moments last year on stage.
Your Millie Rock was kind of whack, but it's all good, though, my G. We still fuck with you.
Okay, this is Sean. I love your Millie Rock, okay? I love that. The crowd, it shook the room. It shook the room. You know that, right? When he did that Millie Rock, it shook the room.
That shit shook the fucking whole room, my nigga.
Yeah, so I like this matchup, and I like this matchup because you got aggressive dudes. It was aggressive. Rum Nitty got the wordplay, so Cortez and Rum Nitty come in with that wordplay, and Ill Will come in with that street shit, and then Mav come in with that street shit. So I like this matchup. I'm telling you,
any chances
I like this.
Of Mav getting around Dolo again, like he did last time, where Cortez is gonna be like, "I am Mav, I'm gonna let you rock out. I'm pretty sure you got a lot to say."
If Math wants to, if Math tells Cortez, yo, this is what I want to do, I want to rock out and get shit off my chest, then we'll see it again. It's that simple. You know what I'm saying? It's that simple. If Math wants to rock out again and be like, look, y'all saw me my show off battle, and he wants to explain what all that was about, then he'll do it again. Me, I'm hoping he don't do that. Just do a nice back and forth. You know what I'm saying? Don't be Smith & Wesson. Be Ghost and Ray. You know what I'm saying? Heaven to Hell. Shit like that. Criminology. Shit like that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Back
right. Any
forth,
concern
shit.
With Ill Will, any concern with Ill Will that he's in Pontiac, Michigan, and Rum Nitty's all the way in Phoenix, Arizona, how would they be able to get up to each other to make this shit work?
No concern at all. We're in the modern age of technology. My brother, this is not even an issue. There is no issue at all. They don't even have to be in the same city to work this out. All they got to do is set up their laptops, their tablets, FaceTime, and get it popping. You know what I'm saying? And then they just meet up and practice. And being that this is announced now, they've been practicing already. So this, remember, it's this month. It's the 24th. So they've been practicing. They've been writing already because they... For us, so there's no issue. I look forward
advantage
to
advantage.
No advantage to nobody.
I would lean towards Cortez and Math just because they've done it a couple times. But I do like the Ill Will and Rum Nitty tandem though. I am fucking with that. Next battle, my nigga. We've seen these cats battle before together. One of them I fuck with heavy. He's a real good dude. And people try to say because he lives in his little homie shadow. I'm talking about Steams and Chess, Cakes Up, Cake Life, against Big T and Saga, other representatives of NWX.
Well, this battle is a battle of people who were on the card last year. And they did well. Steams and Chess have chemistry. They have real chemistry. Like, they really have chemistry. They do mime. They have chemistry. So I understand why they're on the card. Big T and Saga, they also battle together. So they have chemistry. So I see this is why. This is a battle of two teams that have chemistry. You know they know how to go back and forth with each other. And we're going to see what it is. I know for a fact in the building, the fan favorite will be Chess and Steams. There's just no question
right.
about it. They will
Agreed.
Be the heavy favorite for that battle. Like, heavy favorite. That's, so, you know, I really see, you know, them turning up. Like if they go first, they're gonna set the room off.
I will say this though, Chess and Steams, man. Y'all gotta get the dance steps right, man. Sometimes y'all be fucking up and then you gotta bring it back and one person in the group is fucking up the dance routine. So I'm gonna need Chess and Steams to make sure the dance routines are crisp on some Chris Brown Usher shit. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. There's another battle. Very interested to hear what you got to think about it.
All right. Last battle here, sir. Two New Jersey natives. They have teamed up before and battled Briz Rothstein and T-Top. Against two guys who are the most comical dudes in battle rap. These niggas blog. I fucking love when these niggas do blogs together or not together by themselves. I appreciate these two brothers together. You put them together now. I'm talking about you got Arsenal the Rebel, Shotgun Shug, 400 Block,
against Charlie Clips and Goods the Animal, my nigga. Goods the Animal and Charlie Clips, a tandem that a lot of people wanted to see get together.
This battle is going to be enjoyable. Charlie Clips and Goods are going to have mad jokes. But this is where, you know what I'm saying, Shotgun Shug is just going to hit them with that street, you know, neighborhood, Newark, 400 block shit.
And so we're looking at street bars against comedy?
No, because Arsenal does comedy too and disrespectful shit. So Arsenal's going to be very disrespectful, and Shotgun Sugar's coming with nothing but street shit. So I believe that Goods and Clips will have a round of street shit and disrespectful shit. There's no question, because when they go that route, it's going to be intense. Arsenal knows that his last performance on URL was against Briz. And you and a lot of people feel that he lost to Briz. A lot of people. So he is coming back to show, to if this is his last URL performance, that he's going to get busy. And he's getting legendary, you know, vet. You know,
it's kind of hard to get busy on a 2-on-2, though, for one individual, though. Unless Shug lets him ride out and get a half a round or one round where he's just barking on niggas type shit like Math did when he battled Young Ill and Averb.
On the song We Gonna Make It with Jaden Styles, did it affect them in your opinion? That it wasn't, that they didn't just do a verse and then another one do a verse? They went back and forth the whole song. This is not gonna hurt. If Shotgun Sugar and Arsenal go back and forth and the shit is fire, it's just fire. You know? That's what he's gonna be remembered as they were fire. They going against Goods and Charlie Clips. This has potential to be a very intense battle. You know, it depends on how Goods and Charlie Clips wanna go. Because you know you're getting street shit from Shotgun Shug every round. And you know Arsenal's coming with the disrespectful shit. So this is what it is. So I said Double Impact to be battle out.
Battle of the night, in your opinion, would be what? The best back and forth be what?
There's going to be a battle of the night, and there's going to be a best back and forth. The battle of the night, just in terms of anticipation, I think will be Averb and Hitman, because the electricity of Hitman's return, and then he's going against, you know, the new dudes who are real good. Best back and forth, potentially, if everybody's on their A game, to me it's going to be Nitty and Ill Will versus Cortez and Math. If everybody's on their A game, and the reason why, and here's why I think that everybody's going to be on their A game, because they're writing together.
Right.
One thing we know about Cortez is a writer, so he's not going to be up there. You gay. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not going to be none of that. There's going to be rhyming. Bars. That's what you're going to get. So, I'm hyped for it. Double Impact next.
That's what it is, man. Double Impact 2, June 24th. URL TV, you already know what it is, man. It's me and my boy Sean. You already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast. Shout out to the people, Sean.
Salute.